Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute and our Money Basic Budgeting course. Some of you have been tracking along every day because today's the day. You probably know we're going to start working on our full budgets. If you took a break for a few weeks because you wanted to complete the monthly spending diary, welcome back. So our aim now is going to be to develop our own budgets. I'm going to give you a few days to do that. Because if you're watching this as we've initially produced the course, there's a weekend coming. You're going to have Friday, Saturday, Sunday to start to work on this on your own, and then Monday we'll move on from that topic. If you're taking this course on your own time later on, then I'd encourage you to take a few days off of the course to complete your full budget. Now, our aim in doing this is not just to create a little, you know, interesting piece of paper that shows our budget, our income, and our spending, but our aim is going to be then to balance our budget. We're wanting to make sure that we are not spending more than we're taking in. And if we're saving, we want to figure out what we're going to do with those savings. The idea will be that every dollar that comes in is going to be earmarked and placed somewhere, whether it's for spending or saving, investing, giving, something important in our lives. So a balanced budget is what we're aiming for. And here are the top 10 tips for a balanced budget. First of all, work out a budget that works for you, that helps you get in control. Not going to look the same as somebody else's budget. We want you to work out and add up all the income that comes into your home. We've worked on that a little bit in this course already, but you want to work it all out. Make sure you cover every piece of income. Thirdly, work out the things you spend money on, every single one of them. The regular weekly expenses, the monthly strange ones, the big ones, or the quarterly big ones. The things that only come once in a while, or maybe once a year. Then, we add up our income, we subtract the expenses, and that tells you if your budget balances. If your income minus your expenses gives you a negative number, you are overspending. You need to cut back on expenses or raise income. If it balances out to a zero, then you earmarked every dollar for something. And I hope there's some saving or some investing or some giving in there, and that it's not all expenses. If it is, then you're going to want to pare back some more. If you've got a plus number, you've got a surplus, and that's a good thing. You can figure out what to do with that surplus, whether it's for saving, investing, giving, spending. You've got some room to work there, and that's a good thing. Now, the next top tip is to make sure you maintain your budget and stay in control. Don't just do this once, put it in a drawer, and forget about it. Make your budget a part of your monthly finances. Whenever you're paying bills, whenever you're looking at the credit card, make sure you're comparing it against your budget, your plan. Check your bank statements regularly to ensure that everything you expect to see there is there. There's nothing unexpected, that nothing surprised you. Especially credit card statements. Make sure that you're monitoring your credit card and your bank account for fraud to make sure that there are no expenses on there that have been incurred by criminal activity. Next, keep a spending diary. Make sure you know what you're spending so you can compare it against your budget. Use that spending diary we introduced on the last day of the course, or use an electronic tool like Mint. Keep your money paperwork in one place. Keep it on hand so you can refer to it easily. And finally, if you find that credit cards or debit cards are a problem because you can't see the money coming in and out and you can't see your balance as you do, remember, there's great value to using cash. I know it's a little old-fashioned, but it gives you a lot of choice over what you want to buy because it helps you remember its value and you can see your spending. You can see it physically leaving a wallet, leaving an envelope. So make sure whether you use money, cash, or a credit card or a bank card, that you have a way to see it. Whether it's by tracking on paper or using a tool like Mint, you want to make sure you're tracking your expenses if they're coming out of a card. And if you have trouble with that, cash is the way to go. A little line from the Bible, from the book of Proverbs: careful planning puts you ahead in the long run. Hurry and scurry puts you further behind. It's a bit of a paraphrase from the book of Proverbs, where there's lots of good nuggets like that on money, planning, and just wisdom for our lives. So your challenge is to complete the attached budget spreadsheet this weekend. Take a few days extra if you need it and rejoin the course when you're ready. Have a great time putting that together. I hope you'll work through it with someone else. whether it's a spouse, family member, or a friend, just somebody else in your life who I hope you can do this with. I know it means showing them a little bit of your finances, and there may be some embarrassment there, but the value of having somebody take an objective look at your finances is huge. So I hope you'll take advantage of it. So have a great time putting it into practice and discussing it, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.